Next on our agenda, representatives from Mosaic Fertilizer to provide an update on the water loss incident at the New Well South gypsum stack. If you would, please state your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm Walt Precourt, Mosaic Senior Vice President of Phosphates. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to address the board today. On behalf of Mosaic and my nearly 4,000 colleagues in Florida, I would like to express our sincere regret at the sinkhole and recovery operations on our property that have caused concern in the community. At Mosaic, the health and safety of our employees and local communities is paramount. We live, work, and raise our family in this community. So we take our responsibilities to protect the public and the environment very seriously. In a moment, Herschel Morris, Vice President for Phosphate Operations, will provide you more technical details on the sinkhole and recovery and remediation efforts. However, I'd like to begin by sharing a few key thoughts with you. Once we confirmed a water level change in the process water pond at the New Wells facility in Mulberry, we promptly began the notification process that included the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and Polk County. We quickly took steps to remove water from the leaking process water pond, and we are operating a recovery well to remove water from the aquifer. Based on extensive monitoring, no water from the gyp stack has migrated off of our property. Using test wells around the facility, we immediately increased the frequency of water quality monitoring. And the sampling results from our test wells continue to indicate normal water background, suggesting that there has been no off-site impact from our operations. Understandably, some of our neighbors who live near the New Wells facility are concerned about the water coming from their wells. And we don't want our operations to be a cause of concern or worry among our neighbors. And that's why we've reached out to our neighbors and have offered to pay for the cost of water testing. Additionally, some neighbors have requested that we provide bottled water, and we are doing that while this testing process is ongoing. We want our neighbors not just to be safe, but to have peace of mind. Since August 28th, when we realized we had a major water loss at the gypsum stack, we have been working very closely and constructively with state environmental regulators. We update the FDEP daily, and its representatives have been on site regularly, providing both diligent oversight and technical assistance in rectifying the situation. Our Mosaic team is supported by external experts and is working around the clock. We continue to analyze the situation and our response to it, and we realize that we could have done a better job in providing more timely notification to our neighbors and the broader community. I deeply regret and apologize for not providing that information sooner, and I'm committed to providing regular updates to the public as we move forward. As new information is available, we will be posting that on our websites. We will be providing that to our neighbors, the press, and most importantly, to our neighbors. Mosaic has a long history of working closely with our neighbors and the communities where we operate, and we work hard to honor our commitments with them, both now and into the future. Now I'd like to turn it over to Herschel Morris, Vice President of Phosphate Operations, who will address the technical situation in more detail.
So as Walt mentioned, my name is Herschel Morris, and I live in Polk County. I've lived here for 41 years. I mean, it's gone really fast, but I've been in the phosphate industry for 41 years, probably longer than most of you are alive. But today I'd really like to talk to you about our efforts at recovering the water that we lost in the gyp stack. I'll have a graphic here shortly to talk to you a little bit about why we believe, or actually what happened, what we're doing about it, and why we believe that there really have been no offsite impacts. So if in my discussion today you forget everything else, I think the important thing is, yes, we did end up having a sinkhole. We read about those all the time, every year in Polk County and elsewhere in Central Florida, but there have been no offsite impacts. I'm convinced of that after looking at the data. So what happened? On Saturday, August 27th, our New Wells employees, during some routine inspections, noticed what they thought was a water loss on one section of our active chip stack. They notified internally our engineers. By the next day, that was Saturday, by the next day on Sunday the 28th, we had confirmed that we were having a water loss. So we promptly notified the Florida DEP, the U.S. Environmental EPA, and then also Polk County. We immediately took steps to begin removing the water from that section of the chip stack as fast as we could. So we had a pump installed on that Sunday, pumping about 3,000 gallons a minute out of that area where we're having loss into a safe area. Within 3 days, we had another pump pumping to try to reduce the amount of water that was going into the aquifer that we believe went into the aquifer. So by September 6th, about a week and a half later, that particular area of the chip stack had, the ponded water had disappeared. That's the photo that you're probably so familiar with that we've all seen on the news. I would have to say we are absolutely committed to doing whatever it takes to make sure there are no offsite impacts. Since that time, we've increased, let me back up a step. We have numerous wells around our facility, and we have increased the frequency of testing of all those wells. So I'm happy to say today that at least we know for sure that all of those wells are testing normal, which means that there have really been no offsite impacts. I'm going to talk to you a little bit in a few minutes about the aquifer in that particular area. So moving on, as I mentioned, as Walt mentioned, you know, we know through the testing of our wells and the perimeter of our facility that there's been no offsite impacts, but our neighbors downstream very likely have concerns. So as Walt mentioned, you know, we have started a program of well testing. I think we've already grabbed 12 samples. We have another 20 in the queue, and to verify that they should have no concerns about their well water or drinking water. But in addition to that, we're providing bottled water to those that feel like they need it until their wells come back with the analysis. It takes a few days for some of the analysis and probably 5 to 7 days for some of the other analysis. Callie, can I get you to put the graphic up for me? Where is Callie? There she is. How many do we have? I haven't, just two, okay. Okay, so if you look at the photograph, let me orient you. North is up at the top of the page, south is at the bottom, obviously. In that particular area, the underground aquifer moves very slowly and predictably to the west. So, Callie, can you point to the west cell? Is there a way to point to that? Yeah. Yeah, so this, let me do this. So this whole area right here is our active chip stack. And this stack is 100 or 120 feet tall from grade. And this is the area, where is my pointer? I can't find it. So this is the area right here that we noticed on that Saturday and Sunday that we started having a loss of water. And like I said, by September 6th, it had the ponded water was gone, and the photo of the sinkhole is what we all see today. So, but what we do know is that aquifer moves very slowly to the west, and so we have wells to the west of there. In fact, we have a production well to the west of there, and we have started that well up, and that well will completely capture, it has a zone of influence from its pumping at about 3,500 gallons a minute, and it will completely capture everything that went down in the aquifer. So it's like, okay, how do you do that? Why don't you just go to the hole and start pumping out of there? Well, first of all, we don't want to put people in that situation. But if something were to go into a very small stream, you would catch it downstream as opposed to exactly where it went in. That's exactly what we're doing. So if you imagine that it's moving slightly to the west, our well is picking up everything that went in there. Yes, so this next photo shows the zone of capture of the well to the west of that stack. So keep in mind, where's my pointer? So keep in mind, this is where the sinkhole occurred, here's where our production well is, and this zone of captures are all these blue lines around here. So imagine the aquifer moving from east to west. You can see that this well will capture everything. In addition to that, we have other wells around the perimeter that I talked about that are showing normal readings. That production well, of course, what we're doing today, we're using it as a recovery well, and we will continue to do so. So moving on, what we're currently working on right now is putting together a plan for actually plugging the hole. So that plan isn't complete yet, but we've got the smartest, most talented geotechnical experts working on this and how to do this. What's most likely is that we'll end up drilling some holes sideways to determine the cavity underneath there. We'll use sonar, lasers, all the technical equipment that we need to define that and then decide how we want to plug that. Very likely what we'll do is we'll do grouting. It's a type of cement that will pump in that area and force it to be closed. Of prime concern to us is to make sure that all of our employees working on this and our consultants working on this project are going to be safe. So we don't want them going anywhere too close to the hole. And of course, even as important to us as that is that our neighbors are safe as far as our drinking water is concerned, and we're absolutely dedicated to the concept of making sure that we have no offsite impact. You know, unfortunately, you know, we live in Central Florida and we do have sinkholes. It's nothing we would ever choose to have, but we read about it in the papers all the time. It does happen. I would never want this to happen to us, but it has. But the most important thing today is to know that we are collecting the water. We will continue to do that, and there should be no offsite impacts. So in closing, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to come and talk to you today. And working with your staff and the DEP and the EPA, they've been a great resource for us. And we'll continue to update you as we make progress on this project. So do any of you have any questions for me?
Questions?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Mr. Morris, Mr.
Yes.
Precourt, thank you for coming here today. I agree with your observation that certainly this is not something you would wish on anybody, and it was not an operational fault procedure that created this event.
Mm-hmm.
But you were granted the opportunity to make the same presentation 2 weeks ago. Why did it take so long?
So I can tell you that I wouldn't have been prepared to do that then, but I have a lot more information and facts about it since we've had our geotechnical experts looking at this issue. And I think that today we're able to give you more exact information.
It was mentioned that you've offered to test the wells of the folks
mm-hmm.
in the surrounding
yes.
area.
Yes.
And you've hired a third party to do that.
Yes. ECT is the party that's doing that.
If the homeowner chooses, for whatever reason, to use a different licensed certified laboratory, would you pay for that, at least to the amount that you would pay ECT for the same test?
So obviously, no, we're paying for ECT and all the testing and sampling and all that sort of thing. My understanding is that the DP has now offered that same... Florida DP, yes, has offered that same resource, not ECT, but their own collection, their own analysis. So I think what we would likely do, because this analysis is not something that just the normal water softener company could do, it's something that we need to make sure we have licensed engineers and we know that they can come out with the correct analysis. We would stick with ECT, but they also have the alternative of going directly to the DEP and they could collect samples and run it themselves.
And that's been communicated to those residents?
I'm not sure if it has, but it will be shortly if it hasn't.
Okay. From the various emails and media reports and whatnot, as you mentioned also, that US EPA and Florida DEP have been notified. What has been their response and reaction in the intervening days?
Well, so they can offer a lot of technical assistance to us, but in addition to that, I think they have a lot of scientists that would agree if they were up here that our capture well is doing the job. and that there is no offsite impact. In fact, I've seen it in a few news articles that they've actually stated that. But I think if they were here today to talking to you, I think they'd be telling you the same thing.
What? Certainly, this is nothing that was planned for and anticipated.
No, definitely not.
Fortunate that that particular well is in the capture zone of, of the influence. Is there anything proactively that you can do, sonar or whatever, to see if there's vulnerability in any other part of your confining situation?
So I would say, based on the current ground below the chip stack, there's not a lot we can do. But in the future, and we have in the past, and we'll continue to do this, and that is to examine the ground that we put chip stacks on, and do things like ground penetrating radar to identify anomalies and all that sort of thing. But this isn't a perfect science. And, I mean, you know as well as I do, the one of the last ones that I read about was the home and the person in his bedroom. I mean, we all probably know that one. That's just a sad situation. But yes, we'll do everything we can technically available to us to verify that there's no other situation going to happen.
My next question is our counsel.
Go ahead.
Mr. Craig, what role does the county have in this process, this incident? I know we have the land use side of it, but this is beyond that. This is an operational side of the what is our
correct
responsibility?
Chapter 403 of Florida statute sets forth the roles of the state with regard to water pollution and these types of events. And in Chapter 403, there's some rather specific preemption language related to the fact that the state of Florida will have the general supervision and control of these kinds of things through the Department of Environmental Protection. With that, we are, when the state precludes or preempts local governments from these types of things, and specifically with that kind of language, is that they take the primary role in dealing with the issues.
Well, Mr. Morris, Mr. Precourt, all of us recognize what a vital role that Mosaic has in the history of and its predecessors and in Polk County and the employees that you represent, the commerce you represent, the product that you provide around the world to feed the world. So we're appreciative of that. We share your anxiety, and fortunately there was no loss of life. That's a good thing. The rest of this stuff can be fixed over time, but appreciate you coming here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll keep giving you updates as time rolls along. Okay, thank you.
Hold on just a second. Oh, you have more.
All right.
Commissioner Bell?
Well, I think Commissioner Lindsay asked a lot of my questions I had written down. We discussed it yesterday in our agenda briefing, and I'd just like to go back and reiterate about the DEP that, you know, you did, and I guess in anybody's opinion, your fiduciary responsibility of notifying all the agencies. Who is the DEP representative that should have notified the neighbors?
So, I just read an article this morning, and in that article, the DEP answered that they have no requirement under new statutes to do that. But let's go away from that for a second. It also talked about the moral obligation. I personally believe it's our moral obligation to talk to our neighbors. We've always been close with our neighbors. We're not going to stop that today. And in hindsight, if we had it to over again, I think we'd do it a little bit differently. But the important thing right now is that we are definitely talking to our neighbors. We are providing that sampling. We are providing that analysis and bottled water to those who want it. Until their wells, it's really a feeling of comfort for them. We know that it hasn't left our site, but it doesn't diminish their concern. So I think it's important for us to do the right thing.
Well, and I appreciate that, and appreciate, you know, Mr. Precourt, and you know, standing up here taking responsibility that the neighbors should have been notified from the very beginning. and I believe we did an interview. I did an interview, actually, with Fox News on Saturday, and they went live with it. And it was a 15-minute interview and talked about, you know, responding, your response and all. And I know that Mosaic has been good to the community. They've been, you know, very good to the property, to the land, I mean, what you've done and all. And they took one little blurb out that, yes, I felt like the neighbor should have been noted. And I do. I mean, and that maybe needs to be addressed later on with on the state level of whose responsibility is this, you know, because it's, you know, our citizens. What about on the Hillsborough side? Because you said the aquifer will flow to the west.
Mm-hmm.
Are those wells being checked also?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, back to my statement, I know you've been good stewards of the property, and I appreciate you standing in front of us today saying, you know, if you had to do it again, you know, you would have notified them immediately. And I just hope the water.
Melanie, I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it happens. I mean, none of us in here can say that we're perfect. Nothing's ever happened like that before. But I'm glad the water is contained. I hope it stays on your property and doesn't, you know, gather out. But I mean, and if the people, you know, the phone calls, and this is all to the citizens that's called me and the emails and all that I've had, I encourage you to, if you don't feel safe with this ECT company, to get with DEP and have them check the water for you. Mm-hmm. So thanks for taking them water and being good neighbors. Thank you.
We have, we've had some residents from the Mulberry area that have contacted us, and we now see that the aquifer flows to the south and to the west. Has that information been conveyed to the citizens of Mulberry so that they understand that this escape of water from your gyp stack is not going to impact them?
So we have a hotline available that's on our website that they can call. And I mean, we can't go to every single person, but in addition to that, you know, with the people that have called, we prioritize their wells closest to our facility, and we're analyzing those first, and then we'll get to any others that have questions.
We recognize the fact that you can't go to every single entity, but mm-hmm. if you could reach out to the leadership in the city of Mulberry, then they yeah. have.
So Callie, is there any reason we? Where's Callie? There's no reason we can't do that, right? I think we have done that. Okay. We have done that.
You've already touched base with the leadership, the commission, and Mulberry, and they are getting the word out in their city. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for the update. Thank you more for the commitment to keep us all informed going forward and to keep the neighbors safe. We appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Questions?
Good. Thank you.
Well, Commissioner Smith.
I'd like to just make a comment that we think in the past, the history of Mosaic is they have been good neighbors. And everybody appreciates what you've done, and we appreciate what you've done for the economy of Polk County, and will continue to do in the future, I'm sure. This was a freak accident, and everything was not done perfectly. We understand that. But I think we can all learn from this, hopefully, and moving forward, we can both appreciate the fact that if we do have an event in the future, hopefully it won't be one like this, but if we do have an event that affects the whole community again, that maybe we can approach it a little bit differently. But thank you for coming here. Thank you, Mr. Morris. Thank you, Mr. Precourt, for coming and explaining to us and the community exactly what's going on. So
okay.
thank you very much.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you, sir.
Again, thank you.